Phoenix was in the center of the national spotlight last night as President Trump rallied his supporters inside the Phoenix Convention Center, and thousands of protesters gathered outside voicing their opposition to the president and his agenda. As we just heard, that mostly peaceful protest turned violent at the end of the night as police fired flash grenades and threw pepper balls to disperse the crowd. Inside the convention center, the president was in campaign mode, rallying his crowd of supporters around some of his staple issues: building a border wall, repealing Obamacare, and going after Arizona's two sitting senators. We're joined now by KJZZ's Mariana Dale, who was inside with the crowd last night, and Casey Kuhn, who was outside amidst the thousands of protesters. So, Mariana, let's start with you. Tell us who was there and how big was this crowd last night?
So we were inside the Phoenix Convention Center. Officials told us that the room could hold 19,000 people. Definitely wasn't entirely full, but it's safe to say there were thousands of people in attendance, and the vast, vast majority of those were supporters of the president and his agenda. There were a couple of people who seemed to hold opposing views, who were kind of booed out a couple times. There was pauses in the speech, but they were quickly escorted out. There wasn't any altercations inside. It was definitely an event that was geared towards those core supporters.
Mariana, were there any particular issues that supporters of the president were excited to hear about or glad that they did hear about when he spoke about them?
So people really just wanted a reaffirmation that Trump was going after those goals that he laid out in his campaign, that he was going to drain the swamp. And of course, there was an appropriate cheer for that he was going to build the wall. There was a cheer for that as well. We also heard about health care. Arizona is often cited as one of the places that's been hit by increases or by loss of health care providers. And then, of course, it being Arizona, we touched on some local issues as well. And someone that people really wanted to hear about was Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And there was word that he might be pardoned. That didn't happen, but he definitely hinted that something could happen in the future.
He should have had a jury, but you know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay?
And you can hear there were a lot of cheers when that happened. We didn't see Arpaio at the event. We never got any confirmation whether he would be here. But people who were there for Donald Trump were also there for Sheriff Joe Arpaio as well.
Now, Sheriff Arpaio was not the only politician who came up from Arizona at the rally, although he was one of the few that was named. The other two U.S. senators were not named, but the president certainly did address them as well.
Yeah, he made kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge that he was being very diplomatic in not naming Arizona's two senators. But it was pretty obvious who he was talking about. One was in reference to the health care repeal vote in the Senate. That vote failed, and a lot of credit was given to Arizona's senior senator, John McCain. Of course, all of the Democrats in the Senate, as well as two other GOP leaders, did vote against that. But McCain was really heralded as being the one vote that changed everything. And then Arizona's, quote, other senator, Senator Jeff Flake, was referred to as being a weak on crime and weak on the border. And while he didn't name names last night, today in a tweet, he did use those same words in reference to Jeff Flake.
And you talked to somebody who was interested in how the president addressed this, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was really a very characterized by his base there. And so one of the people there was Millie Kaczynski. She is from Sun City, Arizona, one of many that was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And she was willing to name names.
I'm just very disappointed that John McCain was the deciding vote and he turned it down, because this is something you have to clear out in order to replace.
So she's talking there about healthcare and how she really wants to see that replaced, and how she was happy to see that it does seem like President Trump still plans to make that a priority.
Right. And you said there weren't very many protesters inside. A few were removed. But Casey, that was not the case, obviously, outside. Tell us, what did you see when things kind of took a turn toward the end of the night and police were using dispersion tactics to get people off the streets?
So I was there earlier, too, and it was really peaceful, if not really crowded. People had signs. Everyone was kind of crowded up against the barricades across from the convention center where Trump supporters were still going in. I went home to get some water, and then I got the call that The police had been using tear gas, so I ran back to 2nd Street and Van Buren. When I got there, the police were in full riot gear. They were in a line throwing flash grenades and throwing tear gas and pepper balls into the crowd. One indigenous woman who I saw coming away from the hazy streets, Rachel Stoneburner, she got hit with the pepper spray and the pepper balls and says it seemed to come out of nowhere.
We had the right to be there until midnight. We had, you know, we had permits to be there, and for them just to like go off on us when we weren't even like doing anything, we were just standing there like we had been all night.
And that's actually what a lot of protesters I talked to said, that all day and evening before the tear gas, it was peaceful protests.
Now, Casey, Phoenix police say using pepper spray and pepper balls was because protesters were throwing rocks and gas toward their officers. Did you see anything like that? What did the police say at the end after everyone had left?
Right. So I wasn't there when the first tear gas was deployed, so I don't know exactly what happened. The police did say that protesters threw their own tear gas, not the police tear gas. They threw that their own tear gas into the officers, and that they were throwing water bottles and rocks. When I was there, I did see a lot of water bottles being thrown into the crowd, into the police. Some were full. I don't know if some were empty, but I did see right next to me a news photographer get hit right in the face with an entirely full bottle of water. His gear got soaked in it. It was really dramatic and kind of scary, but yeah, so that's what I saw. I don't know, but that's what the police say, is that protesters did start throwing things at them, which led to this dispersion tactics.
All right, that's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn, also joined by KJZZ's Mariana Dale, reporting both inside and outside from President Trump's rally last night in Phoenix. Thanks.
Thank you so much.